Welcome to From Doubt to Destiny,
the podcast where dreams come alive. I'm Eden Ryder, the dream maker.
And I'm Stacey Trott, the queen maker. We're here to give your dreams the royal treatment that they deserve. Get ready to unlock your queen
and unleash her dreams.
Welcome to From Doubt to Destiny. I'm Stacey Trott.
And I'm Eden Ryder.
We are here in our first episode of From Doubt to Destiny. And we wanted to start our first episode with calling it, who the heck are we and why are we here? So who the heck are we? Well, we said our names, but what does that mean? When we I think we should start by saying how we got here, like our journey of how we are sitting here, which is in my basement. And I guess I'll explain why we're in my basement in a moment. I started with feeling like, let me take a step back. About a year ago, I was encountered with the opportunity to change jobs. And as I was considering that opportunity, part of that process included me thinking about, am I operating in purpose, on assignment? Is this a new assignment, etc.? And in the course of having conversations with my husband, we agreed that I would move forward with this new opportunity, but I would also have a marriage conference. More later why, marriage conference, but that's what we agreed. And it just so happens that my good friend Eden is an event planner. So we had a conversation. She's like, of course, I can absolutely help you make that happen. So we were very close to signing a contract with the hotel. And I had this feeling of right idea, but not big enough. So I said, pause, let's not impregnate ourselves, pun intended, with a contract for a hotel to do a conference because there's more. And I said to Eden, I think I'm supposed to do a podcast. I know for years I should have already written a book. So there's some things that I need to put in place that are more infrastructure-like, in order to, when it's time for the conference, the foundation for it has already been set. And of course, Eden said, of course, I can help you do that. No problem. And then I happened to, shortly thereafter, I don't even think we had any conversations about the podcast yet, but shortly thereafter, I was listening to this message that popped up on my phone. I don't think the algorithms of what pops up are mistakes. And the message was about partnership and why it's important to be in partnership with others. And the whole time that I was listening to the message, I just kept hearing in my head or in my spirit, Eden, 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 Eden. And I'm like, okay, well, we already talked about doing something together, so she's going to help me with the podcast. But it was like this sense of there's something greater without any details around it. So I took this kind of leap of faith with no context. And I sent it to her and I said, watch this and then let's talk. I think that was all I said, right?
Yeah, you sent me like the video and then the text.
And then I said, just watch this. Yeah, and let's talk. So the whole time after I sent it, I'm like, she's going to think something's nutty going on with me. And so I had this, it was a, like, it's weird because in context, when I look back, I'm like, why is we send each other things all the time? But that felt very vulnerable because I felt like I don't know why I've sent this to her. So if she circles back and says, okay, what's this about? I'm going to be like, I don't know. So I sent it on faith, not knowing. And I just, a big part of how I live my life is just operating on faith. And she texted me and said, okay, we need to talk. And I'm thinking, oh good, I hope she knows what this is about because I don't. And we got on a Zoom and we were like, you talk. No, you talk. No, you talk. And then what did you say?
I was like, I think we're supposed to do a podcast together.
She said it exactly like that, like with a question mark at the end. And exactly that. I was like, of course we're supposed to, because when she and I talked briefly about me doing a podcast, I said it has to be a conversational setup. I'm unfortunately or fortunately not one of the people who could just talk to a camera like I am right now by myself. I need another human. It needs to be a conversation. And she's like, I'm your human. So as soon as she said it, I'm like, that's what the partnership message was about. So we there was immediate excitement. It was like, oh my God, why didn't I think of this? And just to, you know, give you context of who we are, or how we met, our husbands are friends. And so when I met her, and I'd already known him, I told him, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to keep her. And he laughed, but I really meant it. But it took, when I think we got off the phone, and I think it just felt so like, yes, this is the next thing we should do. And it was like a big thing. I remember texting, we have a group text amongst the four of us, our husbands and us. And she said, I remember texting to Steph, who knew that when you brought Eden into our lives, that you were bringing part of my destiny to me. And I don't even think we had picked the name of the podcast yet. So that was all this like kind of God guiding us, not knowing kind of this is where we were headed. So we're sitting in the she shed, what I call the she shed of my house, which the story of how I even moved into this house is its own beautiful testimony for another time. But when I created the space in this basement, I specifically wanted it to be a space for women to come together to laugh, talk, cry, all the things. And I didn't know that when I was designing it, it would be exactly what I envisioned, but on a global footprint scale. So it's so important to be led and to keep going, even if you don't know where you're going. If I had not followed that guidance, I think my husband wanted to turn this piece of the basement into his third gym. And I said, no, do not touch my she shed. So here we are sitting in the she shed of my basement, and or the she shed in my basement. And we sat at this table and we were trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to call this thing? What are we doing? Popped open the computer, started playing around with words. And Eden had just recently sent me something about, written by an author whose name I don't remember, but the concept of the book was, if you want to create a business that has traction, does well, you should be solving a problem, right? People have great ideas all the time, but the greatness of the idea needs to connect with a problem that the world has. So I said, okay, if we're going to solve a problem, let's think about what superpowers do we have in order to be the solution to fill in the bank problem. So kind of knew where we wanted to go and needed to kind of reverse engineer on how to get there. So I said to Eden, okay, what's your superpower? And you said, probably, I don't know.
That was hard for me to figure out. Let's figure out yours first. I can do yours.
But I think actually we did yours first.
Yeah.
And what was fascinating about it is it was easier for us to find each other's. Right. So I think when we talked about this, you're able to pull out or describe how you got Eden the dream maker. How did we come up with that?
Well, you're asking me again, like, what do people say about you? Or like, how do you feel like you help others, like, in that way?
What are you good at?
What are you good at? Yeah. And for me, like, others, like, potential, or like, when I hear them and things they're passionate about, or like their talents, or like just things to me that like stand out about them, it's like glaring.
Yes.
Where for me, I was always like, yeah, I don't got that. Like, that's just not there. Yeah. Like, she'll come up a lot. I was like, I'm going to be a wife and a mother, and that's clear to me. Anything outside of that, I'll just help everybody else. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Prosper, so, and like, do all these things.
Your superpower was a helper.
So I was just like, I didn't even think it as a superpower. I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm meant to do this in my like personal life and family, and like encourage them. And then I don't know. I just could see others like so clearly. So as we kind of moved through that more, and then also like following your dreams and stuff, it came out that like you help people like make their dreams come true, or like create their dreams, or even like with helping you with like the event or the podcast, where it's like, yeah, we can do that. Like, I can encourage
easily
you to, yes, do it. And then like process wise like I'm good at planning, strategizing, like, or I'll just figure it out. So the more we talked about it, like, it felt right. And then also in that time, so much was happening like personally in my own life, where I also feel like I was really embracing my like more discovering, embracing actually like my dreams and my passions, and that I actually do have talents, and seeing that same thing about myself. Yeah. So it's kind of this like dual title that was really like shaping and forming, where I was like, I am doing it for others, but I'm actually starting to like really live it for myself as well. Yeah.
So I remember, like, I was like, you're a dream maker. You kind of looked at me like, can I call myself?
Yeah, like, that's a lot.
That feels big. And I'm like, well, superpower has to be big, right? It can't be something small. And you touched on a point of, I think we take our own gifts for granted. Mm-hmm. The things that we do easily or well, we then think we minimize the value of them.
You're so close to it.
Yeah, you're too close to it. You say that all the time, and I think that's right. When you're too close to something, you minimize its value. So one of the things we want to do is help you look at what you're too close to. And maybe it's having a conversation with a girlfriend and asking, hey, what am I really good at? You probably could identify that better than I am. You would be probably surprised at what you hear, and then embracing it as a superpower is a really cool thing. So, and then Eden did the same for me. I'm like, okay, hers was so clear to me. And then I was like, I don't got anything. And she's like, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, okay, what's my superpower? And she's like, well, you do this and you do this and you do that. And, you know, through a course of kind of parsing it through, figuring it out, we got to, women probably look at you and think you're doing it all, and how can I do it all? So from that, we kind of played around and got to queen. And then we said, okay, maybe I can, through my own testimony, my story. I don't love the word tips because that feels small, but through strategy and transparency and honesty, I can help other women tap into the queen that's inside of them, the royalness, the largeness, the taking up spaceness. It's one of the things I love. So we got Queen Maker and Dream Maker. And so here we are. The next thing you know, we were like, unlock your queen and unleash her dreams. And it felt right. It felt organic. And here we are. So we hope to create a space for women to talk about things that are, or for us to have conversations that you will feel empowered, encouraged, for the endurance of the journey that is your life. So empowerment, encouragement were two things we both came up with. I think endurance we added. We kind of like when we can come up with, what are those called?
Alliterations. Yeah. The ease.
Yeah, the ease. Empowerment, encouragement, and endurance. And obviously endurance is not something that probably any of us feel very like, I don't want to endure. But the reality is the resiliency of what it is to be a woman and all the things that we can do. And then the extra things that get added to our plates because we're really good at what we're doing. There is a need to endure, but we want to do it in an encouraged and empowered way. So that's why we're here. And we're going to have conversations about all the things. We're going to have guests, and we're going to have all, you know, encouraging, exciting things for us to talk about. So that's why we're here. And sometimes we'll be here in my basement in the she shed. Other times we'll be traipsing around the world, having conversations from different places and spaces. And we hope that we're going to be able to create a sense of, I think once I asked you, Eden, what else do we want to do? And you used the word that I really like.
Community. Yes, definitely like creating a community and like a space for women to like support and encourage each other and really like cheer each other on, and also like talk about all the things. Like, I know, well, I guess not everyone knows, but I'll share. I most recently tend to do all the things together. So this is what, a year or two ago, but like I was pregnant, I got married, like I did all these things. So I became like a wife and a mother, like pretty abruptly, like back to back within a month with my daughter coming early. And just going through that process, it was like becoming a wife, like it's that's that new, like again, labels, and then becoming a mother. So you have these new identities, and then you have that quote unquote like old identity, and you're taking on these new roles. And then just within conversations with people, or even like filling out doctor's forms and stuff, like all of a sudden I was like, my name didn't even be needed. I was like Zaria's mom and Stefan's wife and like Mrs. Ryder. And I was just like, wait a second, like what happened to Eden? And it wasn't even like I wanted those roles my entire life. So it wasn't in like a negative way, but it was just still this sense of like, I didn't know I'd feel this way. And like, do other women feel this way? And like, I didn't have, I mean, like, I know I had you, I didn't have anyone like really recently going through it and all those emotions at once, where I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's hormones. I don't know if it's normal. And then again, I'm sure we'll get into this at some point, but like I recently then decided like quit the corporate role, like world, explore entrepreneurship. So I just had so many things going on and I'm like, I have nobody to talk to. Like, right. I don't feel like anyone's going through this. And I don't feel like I have that community of women that we can like really discuss this and like cheer each other on and support each other and just also desire like high quality, like living mindsets and like conversations in all those areas. So I just felt like I had nowhere to return.
Yeah.
So I like in conversations we had and even like this podcast coming together, I feel like opportunities started like presenting themselves.
Love that.
And yeah, so we want to incorporate that somehow.
Yeah. You want this podcast to do for the women that are watching what you needed in that season of your life, which is if there was something I could turn on where people were talking about what I was going through, one would probably not have felt so isolated. Two, I would have known what I'm going through is common.
Yeah.
And three, maybe I would have gotten some tools, strategy for how to navigate. You know, it's interesting. I think you said a really part of what you said was like, these are good things, but they're still change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we're going through change, it's important to have some examples of how to do it with excellence and elegance.
Yes.
And so that's what you were looking for and not knowing, where can I find this? And so we want to be that safe, vulnerable place to have high quality, mm-hmm. love those words and phrases she used, high quality conversations about topics that are probably not spoken about as commonly in public spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I think I shared this with you off camera that I had a, you know, booked and busy doing all the things, some, you know, wake up and get my son ready for school and then go work out. And then I got to jump on a conference call. And sometimes I'm at the end of the day and I haven't had a chance to take a shower. And I thought about, okay, do I want to say that to the world? But the reality is, yes, that happens. And I probably hadn't shared that with anybody because I was mentally, internally shaming myself every day that I got to the end of the day. And I'm like, why have you not bathed today? And I was talking to a girlfriend who typically showers in the morning and again at night. And she was walking out the door when she had a hectic week. And it was like maybe her second day of having to like go into the office back to back. And her husband was like, have you showered? And she's like, we're not talking about it. And so he just knew her routine and her rhythm and had, you know, seen that she was missing.
Yeah,
this important element of her routine. And she was like, we're not talking about it. And I was so grateful when she shared that with me because I immediately was like, oh, it's not just me. So I felt this relief and release that I realized, Zach, I almost wish we had had this conversation years ago while I've been, you know, post-pandemic, working from home, we're juggling our lives differently. And we picked up some good things, I think, in balance, but then some other things got misaligned. Yeah. So I can work out, great, but I can't work out, shower, and jump on that conference call. So sometimes, and this, you know, new good things come change. And then with change come things that get misaligned. So we're hoping to have a place where we can have conversations where you can exhale if things feel misaligned and know that it's, I don't, you know, try to stay away from words that feel judgmental. But so it's not what's normal, but it's happening. It's typical. It's common. You're not alone.
The only one going through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's so much relief and release when you can know that other people are going through similar things and feel like, okay, it's not just me. And this is maybe a byproduct of this new additional thing I have in my life. Right. Very cool. So, okay. So we talked about how we got here. Who the heck are we? Okay. In the course of who the heck are we, I asked Eden, how would you like to be defined? One of the things that I have, it's not a suffer, but that I have encountered, I'll say, over the course of probably the last two decades of my life, so my professional life, is people defining me primarily by what I do for a living. I'm a lawyer by trade day. And whenever someone introduces me in my presence, they will typically lead with that as a descriptor for me. And while I'm very proud of how hard I've worked to get to where I am, it's not the most interesting thing about me. And so I said, you know, because this is our podcast, we're going to get to define how we would like to be thought of. And it's not in any way to take away from any of the hats, titles, labels, relationships, responsibilities, achievements, accomplishments, all the things. But how would we like to be defined if we were going to say, I'd like to lead with this? If someone said, write on a piece of paper who you are, and then you get to put it as that little place card that sits in front of you, what would you want that place card to say? And for me, I said, I'm a woman of faith. And I'm very proud of the fact that my faith has been my foundation, North Star. It's helped me in tough, challenging places of my life, know who I am and whose I am. And so if someone was going to introduce me and say, this is Stacy Trott, she's an amazing woman of faith, that's what I would like them to say. And you can be curious about that. And then we can have an amazing conversation about what that means and why I want to be defined and described that way. And so I asked you that same question. And something you may learn when we talk is that I'm really good at being able to, if you ask me a question, might pause for a moment, but I'm going to give you an answer. Eden, on the other hand, prefers to.
I need time. So definitely not giving you an answer right away. I need maybe hours, but I'd prefer like sleep on it and I'll get back to you in the morning or like the next day.
Yeah.
And depending on how serious, I might need more time than that.
Yeah. So I asked her that question and thankfully there was some time.
Yes.
And so you had time to process. And what'd you come up with?
So it's still in process. Like, I can't say it's a title, so I don't think it would make sense on a little
you put it card on the placard
or whatever. So I would need to – I'm in process with that. However, I was showering this morning, and I have tattoos on my feet that I often forget about because they're in a place you don't really see. But it reminded me of them, and it's love and faith. So, like, at the time, which was forever ago, it was always just, like, a reminder of, like, walking in love and faith. But the more I thought about that and like everything that's been going on in life, like most recently and like where we're at now and then like continuing like this journey I'm on, I thought about the more and like the faith for me, I feel like faith is an amazing word, but I feel like it's kind of evolved where in the space I'm in right now. I feel like I've been using more the word like power, but in the sense of like walking in my own power, realizing like my own power, like superpowers, but also like what I can control and like this feeling of I do have this power within me, and when I stay within my power, this idea of like co-creating my life and being in control. But it's when I get outside of that power, or again, if it's like force, like I start forcing and it's on others or like trying to make things happen, and then when I get out of sync with that is when things kind of like go awry, or like the anxiety, like all of these things start happening. So like this idea of power has just been very present of mind lately. And then also in the same sense of like this podcast and like other things I have going on, recognizing that power in others. So like seeing the best in people and knowing that everybody has that within them and like what theirs is. So I think combining this idea of power and then always like love, like coming from a place of love, and then same thing like with others, like coming from that place towards them, and then even honestly more so myself, like I think I'm more graceful for with others, and I have been in the past, and I'm working on it, but a lot more critical of myself. So that like self-love and less judgment, and then just being aware that typically if you're judging yourself, you probably are a little bit harder on others as well. So just I feel like it was this idea of like those are two words that really stand out to me right now, and it would overflow into like every area of my life, like how I'm being and my relationships, and just if I'm operating from those two places towards myself and everyone in the world around me, like I feel like that's a good sense of like if you think those words and then like how I'm being and like that essence would be how I would want to, I guess, lead.
So all of that will go in your card.
So right, succinct. I'm working on being succinct.
We need the story because people will remember the story, and we definitely want to leave people with rememberable nuggets. I just had this thought, which I did not have when we talked about this previously. Are you going to add power somewhere now that you
realize I'm done with the anger? Tattoo phase. Okay. I feel like that was in college. Long story. I don't even – yeah.
You're over it.
I'm over it. Okay. Yeah, but
– but you're empowered in the way that you are showing up for yourself. Yes. And in how you're dealing with others. I really like that you took the things that you recognize are kind of anchors for you.
Yes, exactly.
But then you're also applying them in how you show up in your relationship with others. Mm. It's a very – dual, complex, elegant way to look at the world. And I think a lot of times, probably when I thought about superpower, it's like, what do I do that's good for others? I didn't think about what do I do that's good for how I apply it to me. And so you just gave me another way to think about superpowers, external, but also internal. Mm. And I wonder, I don't know if I'm applying, I'm trying to, the queen maker gifts internally as much as I am externally. I recently made a list of all the hats that I wear, and I didn't intentionally make them in order of importance. I just kind of wrote them down numerically as they came to mind. But I thought it was interesting when I looked at the list when I was done. The last one on the list was my relationship with myself. And it's very telling that I didn't start with that and I ended with it. So I'm no judgment, just an observation, which is something that you talk about is like, just observe it, take notice, make a note, you'll process it. And then if you want to make a change, you'll feel empowered to do so without, why was number 13 myself? So I'm not doing that. But so hopefully we've given you a little snapshot of who we are, who the heck are we, why are we here, what we want to do. We talked about our superpowers. We want to wrap up with something called our development path. But before I do that, I'm an introvert who prefers to be more private with my life. But I have chosen in this season to step out into the deep. And I wanted to just share one quick story that's a motivator for why. Mm. And the story is when I was probably teenage years. So I was still home. I went to college when I was 16. So I had to be 16 or younger, somewhere in my high school space, so somewhere between 13 and 16. And I'm on the train, and I lived where the first stop or the last stop of the train was. And I'm on the train, and there's this girl, and she is crying. And it's me and the girl and maybe one or two other people in the car, very few people. And I could have, I felt very much like I wanted to or should have gone over and said, are you okay? What's wrong? Is there anything I can do to help? And instead, while I felt this pull and this tug, I ignored the pull. I ignored the tug. I concerned myself with what the other people in the car, or maybe even what she would have thought about me going over and offering help. And I didn't say anything. And then as we got to more stops, more people got on. And I was just like, the opportunity, if I wasn't going to do it and there was four of us in the car, I'm not doing it now as the car is starting to fill up. And the opportunity passed. Never saw the girl again. Don't know why she was crying. Don't know what was going on. And I didn't know who I was. And I have a ton of grace for the fact that I didn't know my gifts at that time. But I didn't go over and say the thing. And I don't know if what I said could have been helpful. But I'm pretty sure now, based on knowing some of my superpowers, that I would have said something that would have helped. And so I'm out here in the deep, walking on water, doing the uncomfortable thing. And I'm sure, knowing Eden, who's got some introvertedness too, I think, right? That we're here having these conversations, not because we want fame or fortune, mm-mm, but really because this is what the next assignment is for us. So we're here doing it. And as much as there's going to be, I think, a ton of great stuff that's going to come out of it for us, it's really for the benefit of others. So doing the uncomfortable, because we've gotten comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to add anything to that, but that story never left me. And I thought it was worth telling because it's probably a good example of why I'm here, even though
it's not the first thing you would desire to do or within your comfort zone.
Yes, absolutely. So doing it because I know that the things that God has gifted me with are for the benefit of others. And it's got to come. It comes to me, but it's meant to come through me. Mm. So I'm doing it so it can come through me. So hopefully that impacted impact and influence are big words for us. Hopefully that impacted and influenced your thinking around why we're here. So we came up with these 7D words that we're going to attempt to end every episode with to the best of our ability. And we call them the development path. And I think we ended up with D words organically because in the title of our show, there's two D words, doubt and destiny. So there is a path, which we're going to have up on our site so people can take this development path or this development journey for themselves. And I'm just going to say what the 7 words are, and then I'm going to quickly give an example of how you can take a doubt and walk it through the development journey to destiny. The first one is doubt. The second word is discovery. The third word is discernment. The fourth word is decision. The fifth word is dreaming. The sixth word is doing. And the seventh word is destiny. And we'll have them in those 7 development path. I want to call them D words, but we think that sounds weird. So I'm going to say the developmental path or journey words will be in our show notes so that if you are listening or driving and you want to jot them down. And here's an example of how you can take the development path and apply it. So let's pick a doubt. I'll use this podcast and how I got here. I started with this doubt of I'm supposed to do something and it's bigger than what I think it is. But how do I do that? Should I do that? So I took that doubt and I said, okay, the discovery is there's bigger. The discernment was probably in me listening to that message and realizing there is definitely something bigger and partnership is part of how I'm going to get there. I made a decision to send the video text to Eden, not knowing where I was going or even why I'm sending her that message. And then I started dreaming about what the possibility was even before you responded. Like there was kind of like that almost like butterfly in your stomach kind of feeling. I think I also remember sending it on a weekend and being like, this is so bizarre. Why is this like vibrating? Anyway, so I had the dream that there was something bigger coming. The decision was sending the message. And then the doing was we had the conversation and she said, let's do this podcast together. And we said, yeah, heck yeah. And then here we are, the doing. We sat down. We started putting the plan together. And so the destiny is we're sitting in the destiny that started with this doubt of, am I supposed to do more? Is there something bigger? Is there a larger assignment? And the destiny is very much here sitting on this podcast. And this is just the beginning of many things that we already know. God is taking us to the journey. So we want to encourage you to take these development path journey words and pick a doubt and take yourself through your own journey of taking the doubt and working it through the other words to get to the destiny. And you can kind of map it out based on speculatively dreaming of what it could be. And then you put it down not too far and then see how it all evolves. If I had done this at the beginning of where the doubt was, I would have speculated 2 through 7, not knowing where it was going to go. I almost wish I had because I could look and see how close did I get it. So the encouragement is take something and you kind of know something that you're like, if I could do anything, who could I? We're going to wrap up with this. I heard someone say this. I wish I could give them credit for it, but I don't remember who it was. But when I heard it, it's like my body vibrated. I wrote it down. I texted to you. The question was, who are you uninterrupted? That word uninterrupted, I even feel it now in my stomach. Who are you uninterrupted? I don't know what they meant, but I heard it as, who am I without the limits? Mm-hmm. If I actually literally allowed myself to be limitless, who am I? So the hope is that you're going to take a doubt, something's going to spark in your belly, and you're going to dare to dream about taking that doubt to a place of destiny. You can map it out, maybe pray over it, put it in a spot where you'll look at it and think about it, and then see what happens. And you'll hopefully start to see opportunities of discovery, discernment, decisions you might be able to make, dreams that you might be able to actually put some color to, some doings that you can do, and then ultimately you'll find yourself in a place of destiny that started out as a doubt to begin with. So I think that was a good, we're going to do that hopefully with each topic, every episode. in the hopes that we can model for you what we would love for you to be able to do in your own lives. So that anything else we should add? Anything else we want to add? Anything?
I think that's a good intro.
Good start. Intro. Awesome. Yeah,
just the beginning.
We're super excited to be here. Thank you for taking time. We look forward to doing more with you. Until next time.
Bye.
Remember to unlock your queen
and unleash her dreams.